Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, and I will be with you for the next 5 minutes. Today is February the 23rd. The message today is the theme today of the program. It's a question. Who's being unfair? Us or God? And once again, you know, this week I've been using a mixture of readings from the daily masses, sometimes choosing the gospel, other times looking at the first reading. Today, again, during this Lenten season, I thought the first reading really hit the nail on the head. I thought it was so great, too good to be ignored. So we're going to be looking today at the first reading from today's Daily Mass from the Old Testament, a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And in this reading, God asks some really good questions. And as I said, in the season of Lent, this is a time where we look at our ways, look at things that we are doing, and look at, compare our actions, our thoughts, our words with what Jesus did and what God speaks to us in throughout all of Scripture. And oftentimes we're going to realize that, yes, I am not looking like Jesus, because as Christians, that's what we're called to be. We're called to be Jesus. We're called to be transformed into the image of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but so many times I do not look like Jesus. So these readings help us to recognize that. And then we pray for the grace to be able to make the changes that are necessary. That's what God wants us to do during Lent. So let's look at the first reading from today's Daily Mass, a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 21 through 28. Thus says the Lord God, if the wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right and just, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he has practiced. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked, says the Lord God? Do I rather not rejoice when he turns from his evil way, that he may live? And if the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Because of this he shall die. You say the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel. Is it my way that is unfair? Or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if the wicked, turning from the wickedness he has committed, does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all the sins that he committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Now, it's been a long time since I gave a good hell message. Well, I think today is the day. Look, this is during Lent. And ultimately, we've got to be aware of this. We are going to be judged at the end of our lives. And the way we live is going to be taken into account. It is a factor. In this first reading, God is saying, he's speaking through the prophet Ezekiel to the people, hey, you're saying I'm not fair? What about you? What about all the sins you're committing? I'm telling you what you need to do to save yourself. If you're not doing it, is that my problem? And you know, that's the reading today. That's the message. And what a great message for Lent. God doesn't condemn anybody to hell. We condemn ourselves because we choose to not obey God. Yes, is that radical? Sure. Now, you might not be on the path to hell. You might not be radically departing from the way that God wants you to live, but we all have these venial sins, these imperfections, these things that we can change. We're not just doing it so that we can get something out of it, or at least we shouldn't be. We should be doing it because we love God. We want to repay him for how he's loved us. So think about that. Whose way is really unfair? I know it's a tough message, but I got to give you the truth sometimes. This is so good. Is it our way that's unfair or God's way? Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.